to United number 18.
This is also just an update. We're going to be coming to you in April with a contractor to drill our pilot project, our test hole. And that's the first phase of this two-phase project. And if you'll remember, the first phase is utilizing locally sourced Trinity aquifer groundwater in a conjunctive use project. And then subsequently, we'll look for a larger project with Carrizo Simsboro water as a source. And coupled with our Lake Granger surface water. So this, we had this set up initially to be able to come in and talk to you guys about, hopefully we were going to be far enough along in the process where we'd be able to talk to you about our contractor for our test hole, but it's going to be April before we can do that.
When would this be drilled?
It would be a drill as soon as we could get them hired and get them out there on the site. It'd be later on in the spring.
Where?
On our facility. Location, go to the next slide. It would end up being on site right there at our water treatment facility there at Granger and within the fence. And we do all our testing there, and once we had a sense of what the availability of water was and what the chemical nature of that water was and to what extent we were going to be able to blend it, then we could put together our plan to do some additional wells.
How many potential well sites might there be? I mean,
half dozen.
What would be the water capacity? How much water roughly do you?
1,500 GPM per well is what the consultant's estimating right now. And this is relatively deep water. It's going to be 3,000 feet.
Cased all the way?
Yes, sir. Well, it'll be cased for public water supply purposes. I think they have to case it through. There's some bad water barriers that we're going to be concerned about. Which is relative. Part of what we're checking with this is to see there's some quality issues with this deep water. It comes out hot. It's got some sulfides and some chlorides in it.
Is that within a? Is there?
No, there is no groundwater conservation district in Williamson County.
Do we have land?
No. In fact, they're quite militant about not having a groundwater conservation district in Williamson County.
If it proved that, do we have other land that we have access to drill on, or do we have to go out and lease land or?
Well, we will have to either purchase land or lease land for the well fields when we decide to do that. Although we have also been approached by some folks that have land that know that we are doing this project. This project's in the state water plan, in the regional water plan. So it's everybody that pays attention knows that we're doing this. So there are options. The question will be, how close are they to this test well? If they're closer towards I-35, that's in a shallower end of the aquifer. Is that aquifer still as productive as this area here is? Generally speaking, the more east you go, the more productive it is, the deeper it is, but the hotter and the more quality issues you have. So you got to try to find your happy place.
1,500 is a lot of water to maintain.
If they can sustainably produce 1,500 GPM, it's...
That's a lot of water.
Yes.
Have there been hydrology studies to the sustainability at that rate?
Well, there's public water supply wells in this formation within proximity to where we are existing.
So how many acre feet potentially can we get out?
Well, the consultants say we can get around 20,000 acre feet in conjunctive use out of this Trinity piece of this. My guess is that we won't want to hit it that hard, that we'll look at something less than 10. And because, quite frankly, there's not enough of a need for that water. You need about 5 to 10,000 acre feet of water for the immediate need that you have in this part of our basin.
For what period of time?
For the first 15 or 20 years.
Okay.
But what that really does is it buys you time to take care of any development-driven immediate supply issue. While you work, the bigger fix is always going to be something out of the Simsboro, just because the quality is there and the quantity is so much better. And that's part of the thought process behind oversizing the intake the way that we have there, the new deep water intake that we're going to have online early summer.